for the four reports in your packet.
The line is muted. The line is unmuted.
Some of these appropriations primarily consist of add-backs for ECO that we talked about earlier. There's also a couple of items that are basic items that were funded directly and labeled in money directly. Replacing items that are directly funded by the cost of the social reserve and were removed from each basis to not have an item failed. So it makes these two items and the bill. New CS requirement removes the duplicate items that were also contained in House Bill 3003 that has not passed the House. So when we get to the transaction comparison, you can select page 7 to the two versions. The report that we're holding the two is the same information as the first, but restricted to just on our certain general funds. So you can see the usual impact of this bill on reporting. So, under the similar totals, you can see that $153.7 million of operating expenses in this bill are UGF, as well as $107.8 million of capital, a total of $251.5 million UGF for the environment. So, the next report number three, starting 2 pages now. Shows the items that were removed from this version compared to the previous version of the bill. And those are items that were also appropriated in House Bill 3003, so they did not have this bill as well since that bill was passed this morning. So the first is $400,000 for Alaska Services. That appropriation was included in House Bill 3003. Second page is $1.25 million for public health nursing. That item was also in 3003. Added back through amendment by the governor and then an amendment for the implement. Similarly, the next page in the Division of Treasury, the correction of the over-appropriation of the public's interest fund that was within House Bill 3003 through amendment from the governor. Next item on page 4 of the report is all past tax credits. So the entire amount had been held by the CBR in House Bill 69, and the original version of 2004 sought to replace that amount with the same fund source. That item was again funded in 2003, although the CBR will fail altogether. However, some of the funding was from the general fund that did go out. So this item has been completely removed from this version of the bill. Next is the PFD. So this bill had a placeholder PFD of $500 million approximately. That was removed essentially from PFD in 2003. That was all the changes in the operating plan. There's one change to the capital side of the bill, and that's on the first page of the fourth report. This is the fund source page on the Alaska Travel Industry Association. That $10 million appropriation had been added to the FDR. unfortunately, we're going to throw out the possible $3,003. That $10 million is spoken for by the NFT appropriation, so it was moved to the general fund. Other than that, the rest of the pages in this report show that there are no changes, no other changes to the capital side of the account between the two versions of this bill.
Yeah.
is we estimate that the first year is assuming the staff are on reserve those factors within the citizens say that here's the money. The reversal could be somewhere between $900 to $1 billion, whatever amount of $1 billion of funds reverting back to the sub funds, split primarily between the higher education fund, which is about $400 million, ASPR is about $330 million, and then other smaller funds. The first question, the administrative general fund spending, and report number two, the goals of the bill, in the bottom right corner, is $251.5 million. However, you note that $21.3 million of that is supplemental. So the impact on FY22 budget would be about $240 million.
Thank you.
So this bill would create a budget deficit, which then would be handled through Section 15B of the bill, which is standard deficit line only for the CPR. So, as you can see, generally, when we have deficits, you know, the budget's structured so that there's deficit line only for the CPR, you would fill that. I think this year's a little not unusual, where items are directly funded out of other savings accounts in order to make the budget that still is balanced or roughly balanced without deficit fund amendments when the legislature passed it. But generally, when you have a deficit, we just fill in from the deficit fund amendment just as well as.
So the fund sources were a little bit different in the adopted version of House Bill 69, the conference committee version. In that the entire amount of money gets taxed as came directly from the CBR as opposed to being split between the CBR and our fund, as they were in House Bill 3004, or sorry, 3003. A portion of the PFD was to come from the CBR as well, instead of the version in 2003 that is the same amount. Does it entirely from the SBR and general funds, the CBR direct, there has been admitted. So those two items, and then there was also a small deficit, I think it was under $10 million estimated, it would have to come out of the CBR. So those three items combined together would have come from the CBR either way, they just were direct funded versus funded with deficit funding language in this bill.
It strikes me that if a legislator took the details rather than proper and led it to reappropriate the money, so that they got into our 2019, the political dynamic has now become more problematic because the funding source of the dollars to the majority.
So in 2018, the legislature, I guess, I don't know if you remember that, I think, supermajority, we did not have a reverse sweep.
Congress and have a primary. Both of those were examined in hospitals, and the hospital tables were one that contained those featuring estimations. So I think it's somewhat similar in that, there was a bill in the United States on featuring estimations and diversity by which it simply arms us. So the funds appropriated to have that done were elected in Article 69. The governor said that those will be funded for this year. The provision in Section 15A of the bill that reverses the sweep restores the higher education investment funds balance from the GPR back to that fund. So it doesn't specifically reference that fund, but it would be included in that language under 15A of this bill.
Thank you. I think I just wanted to point out the importance of that happening in some way. Maybe we have a firm that our education fund is about $400 million, and we have seen our education investment fund last year being about 47% gains in that. And I think the average over 3 years is like 12%. But in the CPR, it makes 0.19. But basically, by the higher education fund, it earns up interest to pay what we pay for Wellbeing and the sponsors for the students. And if we leave it not reversed, then we will have to come up with that money that we have to use about $300 million from the general fund for next year, which we already are entitled. And it's good to see that. So I just see it's critically important to how we need to get the multiple monies back to the higher education.
Thank you. the chart, the school effort, the development of our collaboration, the development of our collaboration,
So these additional federal dollars were not really more federal money. It was more flexibility in existing federal money. So to give some context, until about 6 or 7 years ago, the legislature would allocate federal projects, federal projects, where we would list the allocation and the amount for each project. And in order to give the Department of Transportation the flexibility needed to move projects around or respond if there's a delay to one project and move to another, they would inflate those project budgets a little bit in the appropriation bill and then include more appropriations than they actually had funding for it each year. And so the idea was to maintain the flexibility that if one project got delayed, it would move to another. If one project had a cost overrun, then it was sufficient for it. The legislature then switched to a system of where we did a single appropriation from all of these projects, did not allocate on all the projects, did the maximum flexibility for the department. This year we returned to the old system where we allocated on each project, but rather than including extra projects or inflating the budget of projects, we had these two allocations for contingency and project acceleration that allowed the department to have that initial flexibility without having anything kind of rely on individual projects themselves. And so the governor vetoed that funding, but the rationale backward is that that amount of funding was not needed to have more federal authority than expected revenue. But again, the intent of the legislature in that was to provide flexibility for the department, not to get more revenue necessarily, but to have that flexibility for the department.
Thank you. have to